Would you like to have a more healthy diet? How about cutting down the amount of meat in your diet? Maybe just one day a week. That is a movement called Meatless Mondays. And here in our resident chef, Kathy Gunst is in the studio with more. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Robin.
And we should point out for a lot of people, every day is Meatless Day. But this Meatless on Monday movement, how did that start?
You know, I was fascinated because I thought it was sort of a trendy, newish thing. It turns out it goes back to World War I when the United States Food Administration was urging families to reduce the amount of key staples that they ate to aid the war effort. So there was Meatless Monday. There was also Wheatless Wednesday. And Americans did it. More than 13 million families signed a pledge. Then during World War II, Roosevelt helped relaunch it to help the war efforts on the home front. And it goes on and on. But then it was really reintroduced yet again through Johns Hopkins and several public health schools to try to create a healthier diet for Americans that lean much too heavily on large consumption of meat.
Huh. Well, and by the way, some people may still have, and some of us may remember, Meatless Fridays in which you had fish sticks at school.
Yeah, I remember as a kid there was always fish sticks on Fridays, but I never understood
it. Well, apparently there's many Catholics who have meatless days for different reasons, different religious reasons, but this is for health reasons. Tell us more about this. This is, you know, what, cutting down on certain fats, better for the planet? What
exactly.
Are the benefits?
I spoke to food writer Kim O'Donnell, who's based in Seattle, and she told me that she has a bad family history of heart disease. Her dad died of a heart attack at 37, and it was one of the major reasons that she shifted from mostly meat to less meat. And she started writing a column for the Washington Post years ago, and it really caught on. There was Al Gore who was involved with all of this. Meatless Monday became a big deal. So what does it mean in a day-to-day level? On Monday, Monday's always the day that, you know how it is, Sunday night, you're kind of disgusted with yourself, the excesses of the weekend. Come Monday morning, you're like, okay, it's a new week. I'm going to be good. I remember my mother every single Monday morning going, starting my diet today. Today's the day. And there is that mentality about Monday. So I think it was connected to that. All it means is you shift your focus. So instead of vegetables being on the side of the plate, they're at the center. And I made three dishes today that I think prove how very possible it is, how easy it is, and delicious. Let's start with that. That is an eggplant parmesan.
Oh, a favorite.
But instead of drenching it in tons of oil, I took a whole eggplant and I roasted it till it was just about soft.
So you didn't slice it?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Nope. Let it cool. It sort of collapses. Then I sliced it and I interspersed it with a tomato sauce and fresh mozzarella. And then there's a little bit of panko breadcrumbs on the top. Almost no oil whatsoever. So it is healthy and it is fully satisfying. And give that a taste.
It's filling.
It's filling. That is absolutely a main course Meatless Monday dish. I love eggplant and I love roasting them because I hate when you saute them, how it's just a sponge for oil no matter what.
Mm.
Nice, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Good mozzarella is key.
Mm, that's great. Okay.
Next, another main course Meatless Monday. That's a winter vegetable curry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thick, creamy curry. It's got turmeric, cilantro, garam masala, and cinnamon. I actually added a cinnamon stick to the curry.
Oh, man.
And it's got chopped toasted cashews on top with basmati rice. Garam masala.
That's that.
An Indian spice. Lots of chopped ginger in there also.
Oh, man.
Isn't that nice? And the creaminess comes from a little bit of sour cream and water. And then I added spinach. Or you could add Swiss chard or kale at the end. And it kind of just melts into the curry.
This is amazing.
Honestly, less than half an hour.
And the ginger?
The ginger comes next.
Okay.
The ginger comes for the third dish.
This is a piece of ginger that's on
That is a piece of fresh ginger that you are excited to use.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because this is interactive eating. The next dish is a roasted carrot and ginger soup. This comes from my new book, Soup Swap, and this is such a soup. I love this soup. It would be a main course with a winter salad. So I roasted carrots and onions, and then I throw them into a homemade vegetable stock. Then I steep a cup of ginger tea. take a bag of ginger tea, steep it till it's really strong, and I strain that into the soup. So you're adding ginger in all these different levels. And then I brought you a microplane or a grater with a fresh knob of ginger. And the idea is that you grate that.
Tools.
Right. Tools. This is interactive eating, Robin. Now you, yeah, exactly. You got it. Just grate it right onto the soup, and you get this ping of fresh ginger right on top of the soup. So you're tasting ginger in the cook soup, ginger in the ginger tea, and then this fresh sparkle of bright ginger on the very top.
Oh, man, if I had a cold,
yeah, exactly,
it's gone.
Exactly. But these are all really satisfying meatless main courses, get you through this time of year, help you feel healthier, less impact on the environment, less impact on your body. So you go meatless on Monday. Maybe you do it again on Thursday. Maybe not. Isn't that ginger fabulous?
It's I'm speechless. So we must
we
end.
We like to make
yes.
you speechless.
We'll have all of Kathy's recipes at hereandnow.org. And you've outdone yourself, my friend.
Thank you, Robin. Yeah.